I can sit here and watch y'all. I mean, I can watch y'all. Amen. Hallelujah.
Good morning, church. Praise the Lord. He's allowed us another opportunity to come to his house that we can worship him, magnify him, and glorify him. For he deserves all the praise and all the glory. He woke us up this morning. He put clothes on our back, shoes on our feet, gas in your car so that you could get here. And we thank you. Gracious Father and all-wise God, we humble ourselves before thee. For Lord, you are Lord of Lords, King of Kings, and we thank you. For there is no wrong within you. There's only love, goodness, and mercy, and we thank you for it. Lord, we thank you for your forgiveness, for blessing us, Lord, even though sometimes we don't deserve it. For Father, we know that it's your will that we do as you would have us to do. And we strive, Lord, to do what we can do and do our best.
Yes, Lord.
We ask you, Father, as we try, give us strength.
Yes, Lord.
Give us encouragement. And help us, Lord, be lifted up, that we may lift you up and give you all the glory and all the honor. For Father, this is another day that you have created for us to be blessed in it by your glorious hand. And we thank thee in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
And now we'll have the praise team give us some glorious music. Thank you. Today's scripture is coming from the book of 1 Peter. And after I read the scripture, if we could have Deacon Haith give us a word of prayer. We're going to meet in chapter 4. And we're going to start at verse 12 and read through verse 17. When you have it, please blow your horn and say amen. Glory, glory. I'll be reading out of the King James Version, and it reads thusly. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trials which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice, inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's suffering, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. I'm going to interject this. The joy of the Lord is our strength.
Yes, it is.
Verse 14 is, if ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. On their part, he is evil spoken of, but on your part, he is glorified. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, or as a thief, or as an evildoer, or as a busybody in other man's matters. Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on his behalf. Again I say, the joy of the Lord is our strength. For the time has come that judgment must begin in the house of God. And if it first began at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the glory of God? That is the word of God for the people of God.
Again, we come thanking you for another day, another opportunity to gather here on your ground. So, Lord, we thank you for everything you've done for us and for us. Asking you, Lord Jesus, that you continue to bless and guide us. And help us, Lord Heavenly Father, in our hearts. Lord God, with forgiving hearts, that we can be forgiving of our own sins. Lord God, we ask you to bless our communities and neighborhoods, our counties and cities. Now stay in country and world, Heavenly Father, and that you ask for peace, that we will be granted peace, and continue, Lord, and heal our land. Amen.
Thank you.
All right, well, we're waiting on the guys to get it together.
God,
who loves it?
Yeah.
Amen. Yes.
Running for a long
Give it up for this glorious praise and worship team and this magnificent musicians. Let the neighborhood hear. Today's text for today's sermon is coming from Daniel chapter 5. If y'all can meet me there, please. Beginning at verse 18. Coming after Nehemiah, Ezekiel, Jeremiah, but a little bit before Matthew. Whenever y'all ready, say amen, honk your horn, blow your horn. Amen. Verse 18 reads, O thy king, the most high God gave Nebuchadnezzar, thy father, a kingdom, and majesty, and glory, and honor. And for the majesty that he gave him, all the people, nations, and languages trembled and feared before him, whom he would be slew, and whom he would be kept alive, and whom he would be set up, and whom he would be put down. But when his heart was lifted up, and his mind hardened in pride, he was disposed from his kingdom throne, and they took his glory from him. And he was driven from the sons of men, and his heart was made like a like the beast. And his dwelling was with the wild asses. They fed him with grass like oxen, and his body was wet with the dew of heaven, till he knew that the Most High God ruled in the kingdom of men, and that he appointeth over it whomsoever he will. Verse 22. And thou his son, O Belshazzar, hast not humbled thine heart, though thou knowest all this, but hast lifted up thyself against the Lord of heaven. And they have brought the vessels of his house before thee, and thou and they lords, thy wives, and thy concubines, have drunk wine in them, and thou hast praised the gods of silver and gold, of brass, iron, wood, and stone, which see not, nor hear, nor know, and the God in whose hand thy breath is, and whose thy all. Thy ways hast thou not glorified. Then was the part of the land of the hand sent from him, and this writing was written. And this is the writing that was written. Many, many, tekel, pharsin. This is the interpretation of the thing. Many, God hath numbered thy kingdom and finished it. Tekel, thou art weighed in the balance and art found wanting. Pharsin, thy kingdom is divided and given to the Medes and the Persians. That was verses 18 through 28, Daniel chapter 5.
Praise be to God. I pray today that as we go to God in prayer, Father, let your will be done. Turn that down, son. Lord, let your will be done. Not mine will, God, but thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Thank you, God, for this day and our daily bread. Don't take it lightly, God, that you've given us another opportunity to preach your gospel, to hear your gospel, and to obey your gospel. Thank you, God, for those who are under the sound of my voice, that you continue to bless us through storms and dangers and snares. And yet, God, you are God, and besides you, there is no other. My prayer is that your word will come forth with power, with authority, with clarity, and focus, and that we will receive what the Spirit is about to say to your church. Now, God, I humble myself in your sight, and my prayer is that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart has been acceptable in your sight, for truly, O God, you are my strength and my redeemer. In Jesus' name I do pray, let the faithful of God say amen. Today I want to thank God again for his blessings. Thank God for the praise team who has poured out to us such beautiful, powerful worship. Amen. Let's give them and the musicians another hand clap of praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Then before I move on, I want to thank the Lord for Brother Rogers, who ran for office. Amen. He did well. Amen. I want to thank God for him. Doc, we still in the neighborhood. Amen. To Sister Drema Caldwell and Sister Caitlin, we give them honor. Amen. For their participation in the race, and then all those who won the election. I don't know about you, but I'm glad it's over. Glad it's over. William Shakespeare said, "Heavy is the head that wears the crown." In other words, if you're responsible, especially king, president, someone in charge of a nation, that the responsibility is so great that it's probably hard to sleep at night. And so I want to say to, we fought long enough. I've argued with President Trump for 4 years, tried to get him to quit talking, amen. But he did 4 years, amen. I don't care what you say, nobody can be in that position unless God allowed them to. And if you have to question his morals, amen, his morals reflect the morals of the country. Let me say that again. His morals reflected the morals of the country. And now we have Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, amen. Thank God that God has given them the opportunity. Now you all are partying. There were folks when President Trump was in and people who were for him, they was partying, amen. They was waving banners and they was throwing it up in people's faces, amen. And so those who didn't like him or was it against him, y'all was so messed up, some of y'all couldn't even praise God. But I want to tell you that I thank God that Joe Biden wouldn't give up, amen, despite what folks said about him, despite his sicknesses, amen, despite the loss of his family, he still was something in him burning to run for office. Then that black queen, amen, that Asian queen, amen, who broke all the barriers, amen, of color, amen, and gender, amen. She rose to the top, and even I was looking at people who were still bashing her because she made it to the top, amen.
I just want to, I want to say that for somebody. That some folk, they're talking about you. You don't even know you're going to rise to the top. But they're talking about you right now because they already see your potential. You just don't see it. Amen. But like all good things, cream going to rise to the top. Am I right about it? Amen. So that sister, amen. Alpha Kappa Alpha, amen. She made it. Amen. She's the first woman to be the vice president of the United States of America. But I want to tell y'all like this. The kingdom was divided when President Trump was in there. And even though people are partying there with Joe Biden, don't get it twisted, the kingdom is still divided. Let me say that again, the kingdom is still divided. From the text that Minister Cook read, Daniel chapter 5, amen, it's just a few points that I want to raise up in this text. The first one is where the Lord said in verse 22, he said, but you his son, Belshazzar, have humbled your heart, or have not humbled your heart, although you knew all this. You have lifted yourself up against the Lord of heaven. Then you have brought the vessels of his house before you, your lords, your wives, your concubines, and have drunk wine, and you have praised the God, small g in your Bible, if you see it, of silver, gold, bronze, iron, wood, and stone, which do not see or hear or know, and the God who holds your breath in his hands and own all your ways you have not glorified. Then the fingers of the hand were sent from him, and this writing was written. I want to talk to you from a subject this morning. The handwriting is on the wall. I wish y'all would listen to me this morning. The handwriting is on the wall. One thing is, we better quit playing with God. I don't care who's in the office of the United States of America, but I do care who's on the throne. Let me tell you who's on the throne. God the Father is on the throne, and according to his Bible, his Son is sitting on the right hand of power on high. That's who's on the throne that really means something. I don't care who the king is. I'm talking about today, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. If you didn't catch the text when I read it to you, he's the one that holds your breath in his hands. So if you got up this morning and you celebrated anything or anybody else other than him, you ought to stop and take a praise break, amen, long enough to thank him for keeping you, amen. Look at the numbers of people who died from COVID during the pandemic, and yet God woke you up this morning. That's what old folks mean. I don't take it for granted what my ancestors, that he woke me up this morning, amen. He started me on my way, amen. He gave me the activities on my leg. He put clothes on my back, amen. And he set me on a rock to stay, amen. Ain't nobody do me like the Lord, amen. But for some of us, the handwriting is on the wall. I remember a time when my mom and dad used to keep on telling me and my sister, keep on, because I'm telling you, something getting ready to happen, amen. And we would keep on doing what we were doing, and when we look up, when mama was standing in the door, y'all know what that meant? That meant that the handwriting was on the wall. Ain't no more talking, ain't no more debate. The handwriting is on the wall. I came to talk to Christians today who swear out that you love the Lord. But during the pandemic, some of y'all won't even come to church. Some of y'all won't focus on anything else. But y'all will go everywhere else y'all want to go. Give to whatever you want to give. And then when you get in trouble, you want to cry out to God. I want to tell you today that the handwriting is on the wall. Preachers, handwriting is on the wall. Deacons, handwriting is on the wall. Members, handwriting is on the wall. Denominations, handwriting is on the wall. Governments, the handwriting is on the wall. I wish somebody would get happy with me long enough to say it. The handwriting is on the wall. Yeah, handwriting. Handwriting means judgment. Handwriting means payday. Handwriting means that God has stepped into your situation. What has happened to Belshazzar is, the one thing I want you to see is that he threw a party at the beginning of chapter 5. Y'all say, well, what's wrong with the party? Well, I can't see nothing wrong with the party, because I figured if I got elected, amen, I figured if I'm at the top of my game, amen, that I should, and I got access to all the food and all the drink, amen, that I should invite some folk in, ain't that right, to let them celebrate with me. But you got to understand that God don't want nobody stealing his thunder. See, there are some of us that God has allowed us to be able to have promotion on our job, allowed us to do some great things in our lives, but rather than us giving God the glory, we say stuff like, look what I did. Amen. I don't never want to take God's glory. I never want to take God's shine, because God is always on the throne. I'm talking to somebody who think they're in charge. I'm trying to tell you that you are not in charge, that the handwriting is on the wall, that God is tired of this mess. And so we find folk who try to figure out, we say that we see all these signs and wonders, Brother Tyshawn. Folks saying that the last days are coming. My Bible says no man knows the day nor the hour when the Son of Man shall come. I stop by to tell you as a preacher, no matter if he coming today, no matter if he coming tomorrow, you better get your life right, because I do know he's coming. Handwriting is on the wall. Belshazzar couldn't understand. He knew the story, because the Bible says, Daniel said to him, you knew better. Y'all hear me now? Daniel, this young man Daniel was brought from Babylon. And as he was brought from Babylon as a young man, 14 or 15 years old, taken from his culture, stolen from his community, amen, brought, changed his name, changed his clothes, tried to change his diet, but yet he was the only one that could comfort the king and interpret the dream of the king Nebuchadnezzar in chapter 2, who saw a great tree, amen, and in this great tree, Mr. Cook, he saw the tree cut down, and when the tree got cut down, he was troubled, because he knew something was going on, and Daniel told him, said, you just need to humble yourself in them under the mighty hand of God. And the Bible says that Nebuchadnezzar humbled himself under God's hand, and God raised him back up to do the right thing. But y'all do know that didn't last very long, because he had a dream of a golden image, amen. He saw this great image, so he created an image of his own, amen. And then he wanted everybody to bow down to him. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, yeah, they wanted them to bow down to them. But Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, we don't serve but one God and one God only. Amen. We will not bow, king. Long story short, they got sent to the fiery furnace. Amen. Chapter 4, Nebuchadnezzar went back to his old ways. He started back acting like he had done something. He walked out of chapter 4, verse 29. He said, look at this great palace that I have built. Look at these great gods that I have built. Have you ever helped somebody along the way when they didn't have nothing? And then when they got on their feet, they said, look what I done. Amen. I wish I had somebody to talk to me today to tell you that we do the same thing. When God bless us, when God keeps us, when God strengthens us, we complain, we fuss, we fight, and we say that God is not in control. But then we'll turn around another breath and say, God orders my steps. We say God is in control and God is with me. Which one is it? Either you in control or God is in control. Belshazzar, you knew all about what had happened. Nebuchadnezzar disobeyed God, and he was so messed up, they said that his advisors didn't even tell people how messed up he was. What they did was they tried to hide it from the people. And for 7 years, he was eating grass like an animal. He was walking around on all fours, amen, because he wouldn't obey God. That's for somebody who done got too high for yourself. Don't think that God won't humble you. God knows what the snake is doing. God knows what the fox is doing. Don't worry about what folks doing. Don't try to get revenge. Let them keep on doing what they're doing. God already knows what they're doing. But I'm saying there's going to come a day when the handwriting is going to be on the wall. And so Belshazzar said, okay, I got it now. And if you look at the text, it says that he was the son of Nebuchadnezzar. But actually, he was the grandson of Nebuchadnezzar. Amen. And I want you to know that he had a great feast. And 1,000 of the lords came, and they drank wine in the presence of those 1,000. In other words, let me put it in y'all language. He had a party, amen. They dropped it like it was hot, amen. Some said they had orders, all kinds of stuff was going on. All the food you want to drink, any woman, a man that you want, anything that you wanted. Y'all know how we are in the United States of America right now. Anything goes, yeah. I wish I could talk to you for a little while. I ain't gonna stay there, yeah. But they was having a party, amen. And then while they was having this party, they said, he said, bring me the gold vessels that we got from Judah. Y'all got to understand that what he did was, it was not only blasphemy, because he blasphemed the vessels, the holy vessels of God. It was idolatry, because he looked for some other worship other than God the Father. He should have known that God had given everything to Nebuchadnezzar, and when Nebuchadnezzar wouldn't bow, he turned into a dog. Amen. But yet he thought he could change the rules. How many of y'all who have seen y'all grandparents do something, y'all parents do stuff, y'all aunts and uncles do things, y'all older cousins do things, y'all older friends do things, and it was some good stuff. Amen. And you took that example and you ran with it. But then you saw folk who did things that wasn't right, and you got up of an age where you could make a choice for yourself, but you decided to do the same thing they did. Can I say this right here? If you do the same thing they did, you won't get the same results that they got. Amen. I wish I had somebody. Yeah. And so now, Balthasar, he got drunk. And all the vessels of God, blasphemy, idolatry, amen, all married into one. And then he takes it and he said, he praised the gods. You look at your Bible, it says small g. Because nobody but God, big G, amen, is in control. And it said that when he began to drink out of them with blasphemy, idolatry, and pride, it says in that same hour, the finger of a man's hand appeared opposite of the lampstand on the plaster of the wall in the king's palace. And the king saw the part of the hand, said his knees start knocking. I'm trying to tell somebody during coronavirus and you in your house and you ready to go somewhere, but you're looking at the four walls, amen. If you look close enough, amen, there's going to be a handwriting on the wall. I don't know what your handwriting going to say, but I hope I'm able to read my own handwriting, amen, so I can get in the will of God. Well, now I said that the king's countenance changed, and the king got loud. Look what he did. He made the mistake of his fathers. He went back to the astrologers. He went back to the Chaldeans. He went back to the soothsayers. I'm going to talk to you in your language, because, Brother Cliff, I'm not really scared of them this morning. Some of y'all, when God don't give y'all the answer that y'all want, y'all find that crazy cousin who's going to agree with y'all. Y'all go so far as to call the psychic hotline, amen. Some of y'all won't even pick up your Bible, but y'all will go to the paper, amen, to find out what your astrological sign is so you can read for what you're supposed to do today. What you're supposed to do today is wake up and say, this is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it in Jesus' name. What you're supposed to do today is love the Lord with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. What you're supposed to do today is repent of your sins and be ye baptized for the remission of your sins. What you're supposed to do today is to love your brothers and sisters, because the Bible says that love covers a multitude of sin. What you're supposed to do today is get yourself right, because the handwriting is on the wall. Handwriting is on the wall. First, the thing that Belshazzar did, he was caught in pride, Brother Jeff. He was caught in pride, amen, because he lifted himself up. He was self-sufficient to say, I don't need God. How many of us do that? When God get us out of a fix, amen, we don't need God no more. We ain't coming to church no more. We ain't tired no more. We ain't giving no more. We ain't praying no more, because we really don't need God, amen, because I made it all by myself. But I'm telling that you ought to humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. I got to turn over and give you a little scripture. The Bible says that pride cometh before the fall. Amen. When you catch yourself prideful, you better be careful, because a fall is about to come. This is for church leaders, believers, and all else who fall into pride. Don't be self-centered like the devil was. In Isaiah chapter 14, it tells you that Isaiah the prophet saw the devil who fell from heaven like lightning. Amen. He made five I will statements unto God. That's what he did, because he thought he was higher than God. Amen. He said, I shall exalt myself over the throne of God. Amen. He said, I shall be north of the throne of God. In other words, ain't nothing higher than north. Amen. That's the highest thing there is. Amen. He said, I'm going to exalt myself over the throne of God. Matter of fact, he said, I will be God. Amen. And the Bible says, Isaiah says, he saw him fall from heaven like lightning. Amen. And in the New Testament, he was still falling. Ain't that right? He was falling from heaven like lightning. And I'm telling y'all, don't get hooked up with folks who think they better than God. Don't get hooked up with folks on tradition who think they know how to run God's church. This ain't your church, this is God's church. This ain't my church, this is God's church. Stop trying to act like you run everybody in the family, because you don't run everybody in the family, because God can take you out of that family, amen. You'll be dead, sleeping in your grave, and the family will be going on. The very children you say wasn't going to make it will be putting flowers on your grave. You better stop talking about people trying to act like you God, because ain't nobody God but God. I'm trying to tell you that the handwriting on the wall, Belshazzar said, I tell you what, he was shaking. The queen mother said, don't worry about it. I know a man named Daniel. I'm getting ready to go in case y'all ain't feeling it, but yeah, I know a man named Daniel, and he interpreted the dreams of your Lord. And if you go get him, amen, he'll do it for you. I'm acting like me right now, all right? Now, I don't know about y'all, but I'm going to go talk about me sometime. Look at me now. Daniel, look at him. He wasn't even invited to the party. Lord have mercy. If it wasn't for Daniel, there wouldn't have been no kingdom, but they didn't even invite the old man to the party. Because, see, Daniel is old now. See, y'all know that scripture is old now. Y'all know that church is old now. Y'all know we don't do it like that no more. Y'all know it was one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all, and there is just one nation under us. One nation under a groove. Oh, I've got to find you somewhere. I'm trying to tell you that what folk will do is they'll forget the main thing being the main thing. And God is the main thing. So what Belshazzar didn't understand was the queen mother said, go get Daniel. Now, I don't know about you, but the Daniel 80 years old, Sister Marie, and I get sleeping there at 7:30. And I can imagine that folk at a party, you trying to come wake me up to come tell you about a hand on the wall. Matter of fact, you killed my people. Matter of fact, you stole me from my land. Matter of fact, you tried to kill my friend. And then you gonna come up in here and want me to come and tell you about a dream. I'm gonna tell you something, but it sure ain't gonna be nothing about no dream. But Daniel went on anyhow, because that's to let you know. Don't worry about the appointment that God has given you. Focus on the anointing that God has given you. Don't worry about what folk will give you. You can't give me nothing for preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. I wish I had somebody. This same gospel saved my soul. This same gospel keeps my mind. When I get ready to give up, this gospel keeps me going. I wish I had somebody to tell you that God is good all the time, and all the time, God is good. Belshazzar said, I tell you what, brother, if you do it for me, I'll give you a robe. Not only any robe, I give you a purple robe, amen, because you royalty to me, amen. I give you a ring, amen. Matter of fact, I give you a position in the kingdom. Y'all better watch it. When folk come back, they didn't want you at first, and now they're trying to draw off of you because they can't do what they're trying to do in their mind, so now they need you. Daniel said, you don't need to give me anything. He said, I'm going to do what I'm going to do anyway, not because you want it, but because God told me. Then my first point is, favor can damage you. When folks are lifting you up and talking good about you, it can mess you up because you won't be trying to do what you're supposed to do. So favor can damage you, but struggle can develop you. Can I say it again? Favor would damage you, but struggle will develop you. Anytime folk walk away from you, God will lift you up and let you know you didn't need them in the first place. When folk come up and try to pile up on you and become your enemies, God will let you know he'll make your enemies your footstool. When you get broke and you can't find your way, he'll let you know that I will provide for you. I've never seen a righteous forsaken, nor a seed begging bread. Won't God do it for you? Amen. God can heal a sick relative, but if God take him home, he'll give you the strength. Amen. So Daniel said, okay, I'm going to go ahead and tell you what the dream said. First of all, he said, I know he said it, Brother Cliff. I know he said it. I know he said it, Brother Slim. I know he said it, Deacon Hall. Amen. We can try to be churchy, but I know he said some choice words. Amen. But then he went on. Because the question was, can anybody read the handwriting on the wall? Handwriting on the wall, some say it was Aramaic, and that they couldn't read it in Babylon. They couldn't read it. But actually, Daniel saw it through the grace of God in Hebrew. And it says, many, many, tikiel, euphos. In other words, it said, this day, O king, I know he was glad to tell him that your kingdom has been numbered and your kingdom is finished. I don't want to pile on President Trump, but I will say it like this. When that man stood up and said he'd done more for the church than Jesus Christ, he said he'd done more for black folk than Abraham Lincoln. He said he was glad he got sick because he went to the hospital. He had a miraculous recovery, amen, and that he had it going on. But I just wish I could have got to him in time, because y'all do know that his spiritual advisor, Paula White, She had an interpretation. She prophesied that the president would win the election. Well, we know what happened. Brian Kahn, another prophet, prophesied that Donald Trump would win the election. I had no reason to argue with them, amen. And then there was another one, I can't even think of his name there, from India. He prophesied, amen, that if the United States don't do what they're supposed to do, amen, that there was a major things was coming and that we should vote for President Donald Trump. Can I tell you that the heart of the king is in the hands of God, and the heart of the people is in the hands of God? See, we think that we vote folk in and vote folk out. Now, God changes your heart. There were some folk who had a heart for Donald Trump, and there were some folk who had a heart for Joe Biden, but I wonder about the folk who had a heart for God. Daniel came to the party, sister, when they didn't even invite him, Brother Jeff. This is for somebody. Be glad that God ain't inviting you some places with these evil, wicked, religious, governmental people who don't have the heart of God. God is going to take you away from them, and they think that they are way ahead of you, but God is preparing you for when he gets ready to strengthen you. Look at God going to you. Look what God has done to the church. Well, we're not here because we keep trying to do it our way. We won't listen to God. And when we come back, there's going to be some folk up in here and in other churches that you thought wasn't going to never come to God. But they're not going to do it your way. They ain't going to say what you say. They ain't going to wear what you wear. They ain't going to do what you need. They're not going to be afraid to tell you where God brought them from. Because some of us are so religious, amen. We've never smoked a cigarette, never drank some liquor, never cheated on nobody, never told a lie. We ain't never done that. So that makes us God. But I ain't you. I need God every day and every hour just in case my foot slipped. Proverbs 11:2. Let me give you this. I got to go. Pride comes before the fall. Right down, Proverbs 11:2. Obadiah 4 says, I don't care if you exalt yourself or your title as high as the eagles or above the stars, God knows where you are. Remember in Mark chapter 9 when the disciples were arguing who is the greatest in the kingdom of God? We do the same thing, don't we? Who is the greatest preacher? Who is the greatest singer, don't you, brother? Who the greatest drummer? You don't say nothing, do you? You just play drum. But this is what we do, how we put ourselves against each other. Proverbs 17. If you exalt yourself or you exalt your gate and don't seek the Lord, that the Lord will humble you in his hands. Here's another. See, I'm trying to tell you that Donald Trump did his presidency. And I believe that if he had humbled himself, he just might have won again. Got a whole lot of votes, did he not? And a lot of people who looked like would turn on him, they didn't turn, but they voted for him. Can I tell y'all what that means? That Donald Trump, just like Pharaoh of old, Pharaoh was stubborn and Pharaoh was prideful. The Bible said that God told him to let the people go. He did more to their people to oppress them than anything. And the Bible says that God hardened his heart. 1 Samuel 15:23. Let me read it to you. It said, for rebellion is like sin. Or in other words, divination. Or in other words, witchcraft. When you see folk being hard-headed and disrespectful in the church, it ain't nothing but witchcraft. Amen. I don't care if you take religion and wrap it up in a robe and wrap it up in a Bible. If you don't do what God said and what the governing authority of the church said, you are in rebellion, my brother, and you are in sin. It says that stubbornness, that's another one, boy, I'm bad with it. Stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Iniquity. It's just total wickedness and lawlessness, because that's what you see. As I close, I'm trying to tell you that it don't matter who's in the White House. We're still in trouble. We still have COVID-19. We still have people who won't treat each other right. We still have a high suicide rate, a high murder rate, amen. We still have people who are unemployed, amen. We still have some work to be done, amen. And I don't care who you're trusting in. I just want you to trust in the Lord. So the Bible said that the handwriting was on the wall. Y'all hear me now? And this man got afraid because there wasn't no arm attached to it. Wasn't nothing attached to it, just a finger writing on the wall.
And that thing I said, many and that many meant that your kingdom has been numbered. It ain't, amen. In other words, 25 seconds or that, your number, your limit is up. Amen. And your kingdom is finished. I don't know who I'm talking to, that if you keep on holding to God's unchanging hand, your kingdom is unlimited. But if you keep on doing things your own way, I want you to know that your kingdom has come to an end. Satan, your kingdom is coming down today. Your kingdom has been found wanting. Amen. Because that's what TKM means. Said you have been weighed in the balance and found wanting. Amen. I don't care how many of us stand before the judgment seat of Christ. If you don't have the blood of Jesus on your side, I don't care how long you preach. I don't care how you sang. I don't care what you gave. I don't care what you did. If you don't have the blood of Jesus in you, I'm going to tell you what my coach used to tell me on the football team. You're a little light in the britches. Amen. You need to eat a little something. You need to lift a little weight. Amen. So you can get with the program. What I'm trying to tell you is you need Jesus on your side. Amen. And then the next one was, Perry, your kingdom is divided and given to the Medes and the Persians. I'm gone when I tell you like this, that President Trump is gone. He did perpetuate and divide the country. Y'all know he did. Y'all know he argued and he fussed because that's just who he is, amen. But y'all can't say that everything he did was wrong because he had some good policies, amen. But Joe Biden and Kamala's coming in there, ain't that right? And I'm trying to tell you they're coming into a kingdom that is divided. That just told you that the kingdom of Babylon was given to the Medes and the Persians. It was given to two different kingdoms. And if we're not careful, you got to find yourself of which kingdom there will be. We keep talking about China. We keep talking about Russia. We keep talking about all these people. No, it's the kingdom of God and the kingdom of the devil. Let me say it again. It's the kingdom of God or the kingdom of devil. Either you for God or you against God. Either you walk for God and you love God or you ain't nothing but a child of the devil. That's why Jesus didn't mess with folk. Jesus told folk what they were. He didn't try to have no religious party. Jesus said you're a fox. Jesus said you're a weasel. Jesus said you're a snake. Jesus said from hell you are and to hell you should return. Jesus said get thee behind me, Satan. I'm saying all these things. And when God shows up, amen. God shout, I don't care what happens. Take my robe, take my Bible, take my title. Don't be my friend no more. That's all right. Because one of these days, the archangel gonna sing, amen. One of these days, if y'all outlive me, y'all gonna open y'all paper. And in that paper, it's gonna say Michael Thompson, amen. Born in 1965 in Washington, D.C., married to Tracy Thompson. Then they gonna start lifting the boat that I'm some kin to, amen. Then y'all gonna be calling around trying to say, is that the real Michael Thompson? I'm just trying to tell you, don't worry about me. Because one glad morning, when this life is over, I'm gonna fly away and be at rest. I'm trying to tell you, I don't worry about what folks do. I do what Mama Wilson Moody taught me to do. Put it in the hands of the Lord. When I get worried, I hear the voice of Miss June Peller. Miss June Peller, she tell me, Reverend Thompson, don't even worry about it. Whatever betides, God will take care of you. I'm telling somebody today that God will take care of you. Just make sure you got your house in order, amen. Because the handwriting is on the wall. You can't drink your way through this thing. You can't party your way through this thing. You can't sex your way through this thing. Amen. You can't do it. I don't care where you live. I don't care how much money you got. I don't care who you some kin to. There's going to come a time when the handwriting is going to be on the wall. I'm gone. Is that one? Come to the Lord and turn from your wicked ways. Is that one who never known Jesus and the free will pardon of your sins? Romans 10 and 9 said, if you confess your sins. Ain't that right? Yeah, you got to confess it. You got to hear this gospel. You got to believe it. And the Bible says, if you confess it, thou shalt be saved. That's for somebody. But for all of us who I call the old rusty dusty saints, who think we've arrived in God and we don't need God. Sister Shakita, you know there's some folk in your family been in church forever, amen. They don't need to repent. They don't need to sing because they know the Lord. Ain't that right? And you tell me that you know the Lord and you speak in tongues and you won't speak to me. Or you know the Lord and you cuss me out. You need to meet me up here today so we can have some prayer, amen. And for everybody else who, like me, you just hold it on. You just trust in God. It don't matter. Who does what? You just know that God is good. Because the Bible says that after
the kingdom was split. I got to tell you this because it's a good faith. It said that Nebuchadnezzar was slain that night. Somebody, Nebuchadnezzar, and I mean Belshazzar, was slain that night. After Belshazzar, or Daniel, gave him the promise, the kingdom was taken out of his hand, and that brother was slain that night. This is for somebody right here. You've been running for the Lord for a long time, and now the devil is on your tracks. You in the house, you can't go nowhere, you're about to lose your mind. Don't forget that the Lord is with you. Don't forget that the Lord will never leave you, the Lord will never forsake you. Don't forget that this pandemic is not biological like most folks, like other folk brought it. No, God allowed it to come until we get ourselves right. Do y'all not know that the handwriting is on the wall? Wear your mask, wash your hands, stay out of people's face, amen, until this mess passes over. This not Democrat, this not Republican. If you find yourself laying on your back going down 6 feet under, you'll find out. Let's go to God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you glory today, God, and we give you honor. God, I ask you to give all of us the power of the Holy Spirit to be able to read the handwriting on the wall. Most folks try to understand the handwriting on the wall, but they still can't read the handwriting on the wall. Some people can see the handwriting on the wall, but they can't read it, God, because they don't have the power of your Holy Spirit. We know, God, that you saved us, amen, and we know, God, that you are in control, but we need you to be the deliverer. We need you to be the Lord. Everything we are and everything we're not, God, we give it to you right now in Jesus' name. God, we ask you to sweep this land. We know that the government has to do their part, but we know it's not on them, God, to make this thing turn around. It's up to us, your church, to make it turn around. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from our wicked ways, God, the Bible says you will hear from heaven and then you will heal our land. God, we love you today. We trust you, God. Continue to bless our children, God. Remember to bless our doctors and nurses on the front line, CNAs, God, firemen, policemen, God, all of those, God, those who are going into the government, old people that's in government, new people that are coming in position. God, help us to do the right thing that we can be governed by you. One God, one nation under God. Now, God, for your people. I love your church, God. Thank you for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus that covers all of us. My prayer for them is that the love of God the Father, the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit will rest, rule, and abide henceforth, now and forevermore. Let the faithful of God say amen. 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 Look at your neighbor, say neighbor. Look at your neighbor, say neighbor. Oh, neighbor. If you don't know, now you know that the handwriting is on the wall.
One quick announcement. There'll be a church meeting Friday at 7 o'clock on the 13th. If everybody could please try and be present. Church meeting at 7 p.m.